This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, August 18th. I'm Daniela Cheslow for The Wall Street Journal. New data on the U.S. housing market. Mortgage rates moved down a notch this week, but they're still at multi-year highs. A 30-year fixed mortgage averaged 5.13%, down from 5.22% last week, according to Freddie Mac. Still, by comparison, last year the rate was 2.86%. Those higher rates are pushing buyers away, and existing home sales fell for the sixth straight month in July. The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes slid 5.9% last month from June. Shares of Bed Bath & Beyond are under pressure today after billionaire investor Ryan Cohen filed to sell his entire stake in the home goods retailer. Cohen is a co-founder of Chewy and made a name for himself as an activist investor and then chairman of GameStop. Earlier this year, he stoked a meme stock frenzy when he bought into Bed Bath & Beyond. The former finance chief of the Trump Organization pleaded guilty to 15 felonies today. Alan Weisselberg admitted to counts including grand larceny, tax fraud, and conspiracy, crimes he committed while at former President Donald Trump's company. Under the terms of his plea deal, Weisselberg will testify if he's called as a witness at the Trump Organization's trial, which is scheduled for October. And the Big Ten College Sports Conference has inked a new 7-year contract with Fox, CBS, and NBC that insiders say is worth up to about $7.5 billion. Commissioner Kevin Warren has taken a more NFL-like approach to spreading Big Ten football and basketball games among several media partners. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.